Welcome to your Calvary Creation Minute. This is Steve. Back in my university days in the early 2000s, there was a new movement gaining momentum called New Atheism. If we fast forward today and ask how New Atheism is doing, you might be surprised to hear the answer. In the online magazine Salvo, number 17, author Joshua Pauling comments, quote, "If in the early 2000s, someone had said that the new atheism would be digging its own grave by the 2020s, I'm not sure anyone would have believed it. New atheism was an edgier and bolder form of an unbelief promoted by such energetic and quick-witted figures such as Sam Harris, Daniel Dennett, Christopher Hitchens, and Richard Dawkins, dubbed the Four Horsemen of the movement, who published best-selling critiques of religion and packed out auditoriums with people eager to hear their takedowns of Christianity. But now, in 2024, Hitchens and Dennett are deceased. Sam Harris seems more interested in meditation and spirituality without religion, and Richard Dawkins says he's a cultural Christian." End of quote. So what happened? Well, New Atheism could never explain the hard truths, though it tried. Previously, we've covered some of these failures, including why evolution is not a legitimate scientific theory, and the many failed scientific predictions made by prominent evolutionists, including Charles Darwin himself. New Atheism was essentially intellectual vapor and could not withstand close scrutiny, disappearing after only 20 years. Can the same be said about the Bible? Well, in the year 2024, according to Book Sales Tracker, the number of Bibles purchased in the U.S. is up 22%. After nearly 2,000 years, the Word of God continues to be the best-selling book of all time. To learn more, contact me at creation@calvarychapel.ca and tune in on our podcast, available on all podcast platforms.